A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct. Yes, there are a few more points after that, but let's leave that for another day. Paul has been telling Timothy how to live, especially regarding the church. He points out that there are major errors that have been creeping into the church, and the Lord was calling Timothy to be part of the solution. And so in verse 11, Paul says, command and teach these things. But Paul realizes that if he is to command and teach these things with authority, then he needs to live a life that will gain respect. He can't tell the people, respect me, even though I'm young. He needs to command respect by the way he lives. Last time we looked at speech, the words of the mouth, and now in conduct. Timothy and we are being called to a life that is consistently Christ-like, because after all, the life of a Christian is Christ living in that person. Only that will give us the character. When he lives in us by his Spirit, then we gain godly character. If it speaks here about conduct, in other words, every bit of behavior in privacy, in public, in the way he acts outside of what he is speaking. What does it help if you just act in a certain way or speak in a certain way when it comes to religious things, so-called? I remember hearing one man who would speak normally, and as soon as he spoke about the things of God, he changed to an American accent, as if though that was more spiritual. Now, it doesn't help to live a life and to show behavior that is in front of others in order to impress them. We are to live before God. That will gain their respect. There is the saying that is well known that if you sow a thought, you reap an action. Sow an action and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a lifestyle. And so it is your complete lifestyle that other believers are looking at. Do you want to share the gospel? Do you want to encourage others? Do you want to spread the word? You can only do that if people observe a lifestyle that is truly full of the Holy Spirit, truly acting out what God is like.